Now, returning to IALPA's acceptance of a recommendation by the Labour Court in their pay dispute with Aer Lingus, earlier I spoke to IALPA's president, Captain Mark Tighe. I started by asking him why the IALPA executive is recommending this deal.
Well, we're accepting a pay recommendation that's been provided by the Labour Court after some 22 months of negotiations. At this point in time, the executive is recommending to the members that they accept it. But of course, it's a matter for the members to decide for themselves.
You say it's a significant win for pilots. Why?
Well, I think it's not quite the inflation that we were discussing, but we're looking at 2 years from now, pilots will be 19.2% better off than they were, which is some ways towards inflation.
It's recommended a 17.75% pay increase. That falls short of what you were looking for. What are pilots saying at this stage?
Well, pilots are, to be honest, we'll be having information meetings over the next week where they'll bring questions. So I can't really say at the moment exactly what they're saying. But the question of inflation and employees being left behind while companies' profits continue to increase is an important one that will have to be discussed further by everybody in this country.
Well, when will we know if pilots accept this?
We'll be having meetings across next week because of the nature of the business and the way people's rosters operate. And then next weekend, next Friday, we'll commence an electronic ballot, which will be across the weekend into Monday and Tuesday.
And why are you recommending this?
We're recommending it because we believe it's a deal that the pilots can hopefully accept, and we'll move on. We've had a very successful time as a group of people demonstrating our unity and strength together, and that's vitally important moving forward.
What productivity measures have you agreed to as part of this?
We've sold no working conditions as part of this deal.
None at all?
None.
Do you regret the inconvenience caused to passengers during this dispute?
Oh, I most certainly did not want any inconvenience towards our passengers. I've said repeatedly how important they are to us as pilots. But unfortunately, management could have come to this point a long time ago, and the question should be really directed towards them.
You're suspending your work to rule now.
That's correct. In light of the executive recommending acceptance of this deal, we felt it was an appropriate move to make.
So you've accepted the recommendations here. Did you get clarity during the talks at the Labour Court? What brought you to this point?
There was a number of items within the documents that we wanted to make sure we understood correctly. Like any document that's written by a third party, it may possibly be read differently. So we had a couple of questions, and the Labour Court confirmed our understanding was correct. So we were happy to discuss it then within the executive, and the executive came to the decision to recommend it.
Do you think this will be accepted?
I won't speak for individuals. I'm recommending they accept it, but I fully respect the democratic process and their right to decide for themselves.
Captain Mark Tighe of IALPA there. Now, sticking with the story that IALPA has suspended its industrial action at Aer Lingus, let's talk to Claire Dunn, Chief Executive of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Claire Dunn, what's your reaction to the current suspension of action?
Good morning. It's a good day in the travel business, I would say.
Right.
We are absolutely delighted that IALPA have decided to recommend acceptance of the Labour Court proposals, and even more so for the moment that they have also suspended the work to rule, which is fantastic news. It means now, although the cancelled flights we don't expect them to be uncancelled, but it will mean that we won't see any more cancelled flights for the duration of this process, which is really good news. So people can get back to enjoying the run-up to their holidays and looking forward to getting away. And ITA travel agents around the country can get back to the work that they love. Rather than rebooking people and rerouting them, they can get back to booking holidays for people.
Well, people will be looking forward maybe to getting on holidays if they're lucky enough. The weather is pretty brutal at the moment. But what are you saying to customers this morning?
Well, we're saying, you know, we don't expect any more cancellations. We would hope, well, we may anticipate that there could be an Aer Lingus seat sale in the offing because there are a lot of seats to fill. So contact your ITA travel agent and they'll be able to find the best deals for you.
And customers who have bookings, what should they be doing over the next number of days?
At the moment, they don't need to do anything. I mean, there was an announcement yesterday by Aer Lingus of some cancellations. They were much less than they had been in previous announcements. So there was only 25 flights cancelled yesterday. So if you're affected by that, you know, contact Aer Lingus or contact your ITA travel agent. They'll be able to rebook you or reroute you on that. But for the moment, if you have plans, if you're traveling with Aer Lingus, flying with Aer Lingus over the next few weeks, we don't expect there to be more disruptions at the moment. And we're really optimistic and very hopeful that the pilots will accept the proposals and bring a permanent end to the dispute.
How difficult a couple of weeks has it been for travel agents?
It's been really, really difficult. Travel agents around the country have been working around the clock. I mean, they've been working Saturdays and Sundays and mornings, noons, afternoons, evenings, just to try and make sure that their customers were looked after. And by and large, the picture has been pretty good. Aer Lingus, the communication from Aer Lingus, I have to say, was really good. And the travel agents around the country did succeed in contacting their clients and in most cases rebooking them, either deferring their travel dates or bringing them out a day too early, or just changing a carrier completely, getting a refund from Aer Lingus and then booking them on other airlines.
Is it a relief today for yourself and your members?
Absolutely. It's a good day in the travel industry today. And we are really, really optimistic that a permanent end is in sight for this.
Claire Dunn, Chief Executive of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Thanks for joining us this morning.